礼节美语。
晚宴结束， Jason 跟同事 Harold 一起往外走。 Jason 说，
That was a lovely party, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. The food is pretty good too.
I was a little puzzled about something though.
What was that?
At one point in our conversation, Mr. Jones gave me a really funny look. It was almost like I'd broken some sort of a rule.
Oh, yes. Well, you did ask him how much he paid for his apartment.
And what's wrong with asking someone how much they paid for a piece of property? Back in China, everybody talks about buying and selling apartments.
Jason 是从中国来的，在晚会上问东道主 Mr. Jones 公寓是多少钱买的。
Mr. Jones gave me a really funny look.
Mr. Jones 看他的表情有些奇怪，好像他这么问犯了什么大忌。
A funny look.
意思是说不清楚的奇怪表情。Jason 说，在中国，大家见面就是谈房子，因此他不懂。
What's wrong with asking someone how much they paid for a piece of property?
问别人买房子花了多少钱有什么不妥呢？ Harold 解释说，
Yeah, I know.But in many Western societies, talking about money in public is a faux pas.
What's a faux pas?
It's a French term that means a social blunder. Questions like that are considered a little bit impolite.
Really? I had no idea. Back in China, it's not generally a problem to ask about how much something costs.
I know you meant no offense. When I was assigned to Guangzhou for 6 months, people frequently asked me how much my monthly salary was.
Harold 解释说，在很多西方国家，公开谈钱是
faux pas. Faux pas is spelled F-A-U-X. Faux and pas, P-A-S. Pas, faux pas.
也就是
social blunder.
在社交上忌讳做的事，属于失礼的行为。Jason 听了觉得很出乎意料，说自己完全不知情。
I had no idea.
因为在中国，询问财物的价钱完全不是问题。Harold 说，
I know you meant no offense.
我知道你不是故意冒犯 Mr. Jones. Harold 说，自己派驻广州半年的时候，就经常有人问他每个月的工资是多少。Jason 说，
That's funny, because Western society seems so open. People talk about all kinds of private things that we wouldn't bring up in China. But money is a no-no, huh?
If your Western friend buys something for a really good price, he or she might mention it to you by saying something like, Take a look at this camera that I got on sale for only $99. But unless the person is a close friend, we almost never ask how much something costs.
So, do you avoid talking about money so that people with less money don't feel bad?
Jason 觉得很有意思的是，西方社会如此开放，对很多中国不敢涉猎的私人问题都可以拿到台面上来说。但是
Money is a no-no.
钱的问题却是个禁区。
No-no.
两个 no 连在一起，中间加个连接线，是一种非正式用法，名词，意思是不可以，不被接受的事情。西方人回避谈钱，是因为怕刺激到没钱的人吗？我们下次继续听。